is Scott Farber Moorhead versus Commonwealth. Mr. Collins and Mr. Stoller.
Good afternoon.
Counsel, you'll have 15 minutes. Do you wish to reserve any time for rebuttal?
I'd like to reserve 4 minutes for rebuttal.
4 minutes for rebuttal, duly noted. Okay, you may begin, counsel.
May it please the court, my name is Rick Collins. I represent Mr. Moorhead. Mr. Moorhead was convicted in the Williamsburg James City Circuit Court of one count of dissemination, unlawful dissemination of images of the other. The only issue on appeal is whether Williamsburg James City was an appropriate venue for the prosecution. The elements of the actual crime were not contested. There's no doubt that my client sent the images. He clearly did it maliciously, and the images clearly fit the definition of the statute.
And he disseminated them in lots of places.
Yes. The issue, the issue, looking at the Commonwealth's brief in opposition, as well as our brief, is did the email from the appellant to his estranged wife, and she admittedly received that image in James City County, was that part of the dissemination? And if so, we can see that that meets the venue provision in the statute.
Yeah. The picture was sent, it was received, and the statute says any image received.
Correct.
So,
and we are basing our argument on the last part of that subsection, which says in violation of the statute, and that requires dissemination. And it's our contention that while clearly there was dissemination of these images, that the email to his estranged wife was not part of that dissemination.
Because she had already seen the pictures?
She had already seen the pictures, and to use a very different example, what I think illustrates what our point is, if I'm representing a plaintiff in a civil case where there are a variety of defendants, and on behalf of my client, I send a demand to the various defendants and then send a copy of that to my client, I'm clearly not making that demand to my client. I'm saying, this is what I've done on your behalf. In this case...
But have you disseminated the letter to your client?
I don't believe so. I think the dissemination is to the various other sides.
Does it disseminate mean to give, to deliver, to pass along?
I think it means to spread widely. In this case, my client, and again, he's clearly doing this maliciously, he's sending this email to his text messages to his estranged wife saying, look what I just did to you. He's essentially admitting to the crime, but it's our contention that, those messages where he admits to the crime doesn't give rise to venue in James City County. And I understand the Commonwealth's point, but I would say there's a difference between sending it to the Facebook page, sending it to the internet, sending it to a third party, and simply maliciously notifying the victim, look at what I've done to you. I think that's a very different situation.
Back to the business of it.
Well, had there been evidence that the owner of Hogarth's had said, I was in James City County, I received a message from the defendant, and it contained this image, then that very clearly would have been part of the dissemination, because Mr. Hogarth, the owner of that business, was not, you know, he's receiving that image as part of the crime, whereas the crime essentially is embarrassing his wife in a very significant way, whereas she's receiving essentially a copy of what he's already done. So I do agree if there was evidence that a third person, such as the business owner, or really anybody else, had received that image in James City County, or some other act was done in James City County, that would eliminate the venue argument, but there wasn't evidence of that in this case.
If I, in James City County, wanted to see these images, knowing I've been told they're up there, and I access the images, what's the venue like?
If you're in James City County, you're in a third party, and you view the images, I don't think, I guess my counter to that is 2 points. The first is that while I recognize, and it's undisputed in the record, that Hogarth's is a James City County business, the fact that it's in James City County does not then mean its Facebook page would by itself create venue. The whole purpose of a website, and I would include a Facebook page as part of this, is to give people information when they're not physically present in the area.
Right, unless there was some evidence that all the commenters on the Facebook page that all the customers of Hogarth's live in James City County, you can't conclude that anybody who commented on the page looked at it in James City County.
Correct. Again, if there are other people who had come forward and said, I received this, I viewed it, it was sent to me, however, and they were in James City County, I think that limits the argument, but there was simply no evidence of that in this case. Really, the only act in violation of the statute that takes place is my client at home intoxicated committing these acts where he's in Virginia Beach.
Well, except everywhere where anybody was when they looked at the picture, whether that was James City County or somewhere else, venue is appropriate. If Mr. Hogarth was in Pocosin and clicked on the link and saw the link, you would concede that it was disseminated. In fact, that's your point. He clearly looked at it at some point. We just don't know where he was when he looked at it, so you can't say he looked at it in James City County.
I agree. We certainly can't say he looked at it in James City County. I'd have to refresh my recollection of whether he actually looked at it with Hogarth.
But, I mean, he's commenting on it. Anybody who clicked on the link, wherever they
certainly
were in Virginia,
yes,
would give rise to venue. Your argument is with the exception of him and her.
I don't think that accessing a website by itself, it probably should, but under the wording of the statute, I don't think internet access by itself creates venue, because that would mean that it could be anywhere, and if that was the case, the General Assembly would not have listed so many specific.
Well, no, I have to demonstrate that somebody received the picture. So if I go to the website and it comes on my screen, it seems to me I've received it. And so that could be Wise County, that could be Pocosin, that could be Fairfax, but I have to demonstrate that somebody received it.
I agree that there has to be demonstration that somebody received it. I respectfully disagree that simply going to a website constitutes receipt. Had they received a text message with those images anywhere they are, yes, that would create a venue under that subsection.
It was certainly your client's intent that anybody who went to the Facebook page of this restaurant would see his estranged wife.
I have to admit that that's the case, yes.
Okay.
Do you agree with the fact that 18.2, 386.2b extends venue beyond the venue statute?
I do.
The General Assembly's intent was to expand venue so as to accommodate modern technology?
And I do, and I think that you could still accomplish that and still accept my interpretation of the statute, because clearly it does extend it. For instance, in a burglary case, finding the stolen TV wouldn't necessarily create venue where the stolen TV is located for the burglary, but in this situation, even though if an unlawful act occurs, say, in Virginia Beach, if it's found or otherwise received or in some kind of another jurisdiction, there's venue there, too. So I think you can accept our interpretation of the statute and also agree that that specific venue statute expands general venue.
Well, use of the word, and it's interesting, use of the word found in the subsection B, if you've got a Facebook account and you're a business and your business is located in Williamsburg, and, you know, this is put on your business's Facebook account, why isn't it found in Williamsburg?
Because the website doesn't exist in Williamsburg. It exists on the internet, and it just doesn't exist there. It's something that's in cyberspace. I'm trying to be more grounded about it without sounding, but I think the internet exists outside of the geography where a specific business is located.
Well, earlier you talked about the Facebook page, and the whole point of a Facebook page is to get the restaurant known by as many people as possible, not just the people in James City County.
Yes.
It's almost as if it were to disseminate the message of the restaurant. And so I don't understand the argument that putting something on the internet is not dissemination of that. It seems to me it clearly
is. I do think it's dissemination.
Okay. And sending an email is dissemination.
Depending who it's to, yes.
Okay. And, well, I mean, just in general.
Just in general,
your sole argument as to why there's no venue is he couldn't disseminate the picture to her because it was a picture of her.
Yes. In this situation, I'm saying that under these circumstances, because it was a picture of her and his intent was to embarrass her with the wider
public.
But
what facts supports that? I mean, what facts in the record support that argument?
Well, it would just be inference from that. She's the subject of the pictures. The record says that she sends those pictures to him some day prior, obviously doesn't give her permission to disseminate it. He then posted on a website, on a Facebook page, and then texted to her.
Do you agree he clearly disseminated the images?
I do.
Okay. The statute says venue is appropriate where any one of those images is received in violation of the statutes. So if she gets it in the same manner in which he sent it everywhere else, why isn't that received? You would concede that she received it in James City.
I would. Received. Because of that text, he says she was in James City at the time we received.
So if we conclude that you can disseminate a picture of me to me, you concede that venue was appropriate.
I concede that in some circumstances you can disseminate an image of you to you. In this case, it's clear that he is disseminating the image of her to the internet, to a Facebook page, to embarrass her.
Yeah, but if he doesn't send her the image, she doesn't know what she's being embarrassed about. So you've got to send her the image.
Yes.
So she knows what to be embarrassed about.
Correct.
And so why is that not dissemination of the image to her?
Because to disseminate means to spread widely. This was targeted to her, again, confessing to what he had done, which is disseminating.
Is your argument different if he takes the image and rather than post it to a website and send her an individual email, just because I believe he says he does this, sends it to everybody in his email address book, which presumably includes her? If there's this long email with everybody on it as a CC, including her, is the answer different? Because then she received the exact same thing that everybody else received.
I think the answer is different then because she's included on this disseminated email.
What would the proper venue be?
Virginia Beach, and frankly, and I'm certainly not trying to disparage the Williamsburg James City Council Attorney's Office, but there was a way to establish this in James City County.
Your direct answer to my question was, the proper venue was Virginia Beach from where it was disseminated.
Correct. If we assume that the only facts known, the only evidence is what's contained in the record, then Virginia Beach would have been the appropriate.
And record. So if he would reverse it and send it back, it would be tried again in Virginia Beach.
Likely.
Counsel, you're into your rebuttal. That's all.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. May it please the Court. Craig Stewart on behalf of the Commonwealth. I think a lot of the questions the Court has is the reason we have the statute. It's because when you're dealing with the Internet and crimes of this nature, it's difficult to say where Facebook pages are, where websites are. I think clearly the General Assembly intended that wherever you see this image is a proper place to have venue. Now here we have the estranged wife living in James City County. The business was located in James City County, physically there. He posted to that website, that Facebook page. She received copies of the website page at her personal email in James City County. Those were images that were, in fact, disseminated. Clearly, she received those images as part of that.
Mr. Stoller, it appears they've conceded pretty much everything except the question of, could the image be disseminated to her?
Yes.
Because if it could be disseminated to her, they concede venue is appropriate. So
I don't know of
what
any
is the
reason.
Argument of?
I don't know of any reason why you could not disseminate something to the victim. The venue statute says any image found, received, stored, etc., is a proper venue. She received it.
I mean, but the definition of disseminate is, I think, what they're hanging their hat on.
Right. The way I understand his argument is, it has to be sent out as part of a mass dissemination. That's the way the defendant wants to interpret in violation of this section. I think clearly the more logical interpretation is if you send an image that's in violation of this statute, find an image, an image is stored in violation, because clearly you can't store it and disseminate it at the same time. That doesn't logically make sense. I don't think the General Assembly meant to say that in the act of dissemination, only those who receive it in this one act of dissemination, that's where you can have venue. I think what the point was, if there's a photograph or an image that violates the statute that has been disseminated, wherever you find that image, see that image, or that image is stored, that would be a proper location for venue. And that's the facts we have here.
And I don't recall, were any of the images introduced into evidence?
That I don't know. We just had the statement of facts. I'm not sure what I've not personally seen the images. I don't know if they were introduced or not. We just have these descriptions as vague as they are in the statement of facts here. So the way I would say it is she received images that were disseminated. She received those in James City County. By definition, that venue right there.
So you're not saying they were disseminated to her. You're saying that they were disseminated widely to others, and she happened to receive it?
Right.
In Jam City?
I think any image that's in violation of the statute, which are these images that were disseminated, she received those same images in James City County. I think there's also an argument to be made that they were disseminated to her as well. I think either way you can look at it. I don't think you necessarily have to do it one or the other. Because clearly dissemination doesn't entail, okay, I'm disseminating it noon today, that's it, that's dissemination's over. Like, if you go out and post a physical photograph to every light post, electric pole in the neighborhood, and then mail her a copy of the photograph, you've disseminated it, and you've also further disseminated it by mailing a copy to her as well. There's no definition or limit on how to disseminate. There's no time requirement for the dissemination.
So in that scenario, under that theory, the dissemination doesn't have to occur in Williamsburg, just the sending notice of the dissemination?
I think...
Receiving the what was disseminated?
Right. I think if there has been dissemination, if images are widely distributed, which would be a violation of the statute, and she receives a copy of those images, or those images themselves, wherever she may be, that's a proper place for venue. Okay. If she was driving through Richmond City, saw and got her email, saw those pictures, you can try it in Richmond City or Roanoke County, wherever she might be when she sees those images, receives that email, or clicks on the link, as it may be. But I think by limiting it the way the defendant's asking unduly narrows the scope the General Assembly clearly intended.
If she receives the email on a device and has it on the device and sees the photo and then drives down 95, or she'll start when she drives on 64, you know, to Charlottesville. Is venue appropriate at every jurisdiction on the way because it is stored in each jurisdiction at some point?
Well, now we get to another technicality with the internet. Like, where is it stored? I mean, there's a server someplace that has the zeros and ones, which are the images. They may or may not, unless she downloads it and puts it on her phone.
Assume the picture is in her in the cache.
Okay. Then I think, yeah, I think you could conceivably try it in any venue. Just like if you steal a car in Richmond and drive it across the Commonwealth, you could try that grand larceny because it's a continuing offense. It's not that unheard of in Virginia law to have venue provisions like that. Now, clearly, they tried it in James City County for a reason. And that's because the business is located there. She was there. She saw it there. He knew they were there. It clearly was the target of his actions. So while there might be many appropriate venues or many lawful venues, they clearly made the one that's the most appropriate. This is the one that had the connection to the victims. This is the one that made the most sense. Now, could they have been tried at multiple other places? Probably. We don't know where the server was that stored the images. That could have been in Fairfax. They could have tried them there. But the point is, it was not unlawful to try him where he was tried. And again, I think by trying to say that each of the things identified in the statute, found, stored, received, necessarily means it had to also be disseminated simultaneously, unduly narrows, because I don't think you can store something and disseminate it at the same time necessarily. That's kind of an odd phrasing the General Assembly would put to say it's stored and being disseminated at the same time. Clearly they meant if you disseminate the image and we find it on your computer in Chesapeake, we can try you there. Or if it's found on the victim's computer or victim's email, she receives it, you can try it there. And that's where prosecutorial discretion comes in as to what would be the better, more appropriate venue to do it. So I think given the language the General Assembly's intent, James City County was a lawful and appropriate venue, and I'd ask the court to affirm and be happy to answer any questions the court may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins, you've got about a little over 3 minutes.
To answer the question about the images, no, they were never produced. To minimize embarrassment and, frankly, to try to help with sentencing if we got to that point.
They'd be stored in James City County.
Yes.
That's why I asked.
That would destroy my argument. Yeah. It was stipulation even in the lower court, through the circuit court. It was all stipulation. I think we got to what my point was during my original argument about the dissemination.
Well, let me ask you a question about a slightly different case. He emails them to everybody in his email address book except her. Okay, so no question, image has been widely disseminated. One of the friends she gets in the divorce or the estrangement receives the email and sends it to her and says, hey, you need to see what he's doing, and sends it to her and she receives it. Is she in receipt of an email of an image that was disseminated in violation of the statute?
She's in receipt of the dissemination, but she did not receive it through malicious dissemination. In that example, her friend is not telling.
But it's clearly maliciously disseminated. She just gets it from a third party rather than him.
You know, reflection, I think that still would qualify under the statute. I think that would be
appropriate
where she received that.
So your distinction is because he sent it directly to her, venue's not appropriate. If she had gotten it from any other source whatsoever, venue would be appropriate.
Yes, because if we're assuming that she's receiving it from somebody who had received it and the malicious dissemination, then yes. And my argument is that because the purpose of this statute, because the purpose in this case, is to maliciously disseminate the images of another, that him telling her, this is what I've done, is not the same thing as the actual crime. The crime occurred, it just didn't occur in James City County.
What do you have to say to Mr. Stollard's point about dissemination? The language about dissemination is in Part A. Venue is discussed in Part B. In venue is described as there's a whole laundry list of how you establish venue. They're in two separate parts. Why is it not true that the crime is the dissemination, but venue can be proven by anybody storing, reproducing, receiving, or possessing?
If subsection B had ended with the word possessed and not then gone on to say in violation of this section, I would agree. So if they had created the laundry list and then stopped there, that changes the argument. But the General Assembly then included in violation of this section. In violation of the section gets back to is this a malicious dissemination.
How about this? And I know the record is silent on this. If the pictures had initially been taken in James City County, everything else about this case is exactly the same. Wouldn't venue be appropriate in James City County because the picture was, quote, produced in James City County? Because I'm trying to figure out, kind of along Mr. Stowler's lines, about stored versus stored versus disseminated. How about produced? Because it can be produced with no malicious intent whatsoever, can it? And in fact, it's wherever it was produced venue would be appropriate if it is later used in a malicious dissemination.
I do respectfully disagree with that because the venue statute would say produced and then the other list of things in violation of the original production of the picture.
Yeah, but 18.386.2a, the prohibition doesn't have any language barring production. It just bars dissemination or sale. So produce can't be tied to dissemination or sale.
I may just be having a different interpretation of what produce means in that situation. I'm not thinking in the terms of manufacturing like you would in a pornography case. I was thinking produce as in I pull a picture out of my phone and produce it to somebody. If I'm doing that with the malicious intent, I'm doing it to a number of people, I think that fits.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
time. Thank you, counsel. We'll be